Well, hello, hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. As always, I'm super pumped to be in your ears. And I'm thinking about it. We are about to hit episode 400. And I am so grateful for you because you're the reason why I continue to make episodes. I get so much feedback from doctors letting me know how they started practices, they took their practices and multiplied their revenue and all of that, you know, because of the podcast, coaches who embraced what they were doing, raised their prices, all of that. So this is such rewarding work for me. The idea is for the podcast to be the free MBA, the free medical education, free business education that every doctor has access to. So hearing that is really like a dream come true for me because we're getting the job done. And so I'm going to ask you for a favor, and that really is, you know, I want you to think about the doctors who are in your life, and I want you to think about the current state of healthcare. And so they may work jobs, and they may be in positions where they're devalued. They may be in places where they're really burned out. They may have secret desires to build certain kind of businesses, but just don't think they can pull it off because they haven't seen enough examples of what is possible. Your friends may own private practices, and that's a completely different animal. And without the right business education, it can be really hard. Practices are dropping like flies. That's been happening, you know. I mean, it had been happening before the pandemic, and I was very shocked to find out about it. But post-pandemic and during the pandemic has been really, you know, it was really wild. And so you don't know what they're going through, right? Or they may be a coach or a consultant or a speaker, or may have a product. One of the best things you can do is just say, hey, you know, I just listened to she has two episodes every week. I just add it to my routine, either my drive to work or when I'm walking the dog in the evenings. And it has absolutely changed my life. I want you to make this a part of your routine. Like, don't just tell them about it, but sell them on it, right? Why? This is how we change medicine. This is how we change the narrative for physicians. Once there's enough examples of what is possible, everything changes. We just don't have enough examples yet, right? And so when I look at the doctors in the EntreMD Business School, I look at them as unicorns, right? Because the kind of businesses they're building, the kind of wins they're creating, the kind of life they're creating while they build their businesses, it's like, it feels like an alternate reality. Like every Wednesday, we have our live sessions, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m., it's like walking into a room that's very different from any other room, different from any other place. The thoughts of possibility and people embracing challenges and crushing goals and deciding. I can't tell you how many people are like, I just haven't set goals. It was not something that was part of my practice, but now there are people who are setting and crushing big goals, you know? And so you can be a part of the Calvary. I mean, you already are, but I want to encourage you to keep doing that and maybe even up-level the way you're doing that. Maybe you're part of an association or you have a large group of physicians you know. Give them the podcast. Tell them it will cost you nothing and you have everything to gain, okay? So do me that. That would be really grateful. Just really appreciate it. And you do that, you send me a DM, a PM, and say, hey, Dr. Una, look what I did. And I just want to tell you thank you, you know? Okay. Now, today I want us to talk about something that has really been really, really heavy on my heart. And that is, it's the solution to what I've been thinking about, which is the number of people who are quitting on their dreams, quitting on their businesses. Some of them are quiet quitting, so they haven't obviously quit. The business still exists, but they're done. Or they just quit and shut their doors altogether. And when I say quitting on your dream, it's, you've heard me talk about how, you know, my goal is to die empty. I want to explore my potential. I want to become everything I can be. I want to do everything I can do, you know, on this side of eternity. And you quit on that and then you just be until you die. You know what I mean? Like, and I understand why that happens. There are a lot of challenges, especially as an entrepreneur. There are challenges, right? Like clients will do things, patients will do things, your team members will do things. You'll help somebody so much and they'll leave and go give you a, you know, 1-star review. You'll have team members. You spent so much time training and they just turn around and leave you. There, you know, like there are goals you'll set that you won't hit. There are things that won't go according to plan. And you might go like, oh my goodness, I thought you were optimistic. What happened? I mean, like, this is the deal. You can choose what to focus on, right? You can focus on the progress you're making, or you can focus on the challenges you have to go through. But notice I said have to go through. There's no such thing as entrepreneurship without challenges. Like, they go together. They go hand in hand. And the people who win are the people who understand how to navigate that. And so I think a lot of people don't plan on there being any kind of hardship or difficulty or disappointment. And because of that, they don't know how to handle it. And so, for instance, in the EntreMD Business School, in our sessions we had at the end of the year, you know, we set goals and all of that. And I'm like, this is fantastic. But I also need you to decide in advance when the challenges show up as you go on this journey to accomplishing these goals, how are you going to respond? Like, choose how you're going to respond now. Decide when this happens, this is how I'm going to respond. These are the people I'm going to lean on. You know, this is a support team that I have. I'm not going to quit. All those things. Like, otherwise, it's like getting punched in the face, you know? And so I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, why have I not quit? Why do I keep going? And it's not as though I don't have challenges or things don't happen, but why have I not? Why would somebody not? How can somebody do this for the long haul, right? I'm still amazed by, you know, John Maxwell. I talked about him on the previous episode, who has been doing leadership development for 50 years, 50. I've done EntreMD for 5. That's 10 times that, you know? And so how can somebody stay consistent for 50 years? What needs to happen? And there are a number of things. But one of the things I've realized is we have to have conviction. We have to have conviction, because there will be times when your family won't believe in you, your friends won't believe in you. You may set a goal, your team doesn't believe, like you have to sell them on the vision, right? Your clients don't believe, all of that, but you have to believe in you. You have to believe in you. You have to believe in your mission. You have to believe in the vision you have for your business and all of those things. You have to have conviction. Now, if there's anything I have as far as EntreMD goes and my evolution, I have conviction. I have conviction. I feel like I am put on this earth to do what I'm doing. I believe I'm a solution to a lot of the things that are happening in the healthcare space. I believe that there are so many things I don't have. For instance, funny enough, I don't have a business education. Now, I have educated myself a lot and spent multiple 6 figures educating myself on business, but I don't have a traditional business, business degree or anything. I'm not into complex things and people get thrown off by it. I'm like, my job is to stay as long as it takes to take the complex things and make them simple. That's my job. So I don't speak complicated speak. I don't, you know, like, there's so many things that traditionally you'd expect. I don't have them, but I know I'm the woman for the job. I know what my job is. My job is to be a Cadillac. It's a nice car, but not a Cadillac. My job is to be a catalyst and unpack and activate the businesses, the dreams that doctors are carrying on the inside of them, and help them build business systems around them so they can make them a reality. I know. And that is why I have radical belief in people. I have radical belief in their dreams. That is why in the EntreMD Business School, I hold people to a higher standard. I challenge them because I know there's stuff in there, you know? But anyway, now, I will say I didn't start from there. I want to be very clear that that's not the conviction I got out of the gate with, but this is where I am now, right? And so I'm trying to help 1 million people by helping 100,000 people who help the rest of the million. I'm on a mission, And I'm just like, I have to go. I can't stop. I don't get the luxury of stopping. And when I say I don't get the luxury, it doesn't mean I feel like, you know, I'm stuck or anything like that. I love what I do, right? But I can't quit because I'm a vision board for so many people. I can't quit because I'm the answer to the frustrations of so many people. So when the storms come, I guess we just weather the storms, you know? So conviction. And so today I want to talk about three ways to tap into that because it's there somewhere, like three ways to activate your conviction. Okay. Three ways to do it. Okay. So the first one is really to discover it, right? Is to discover. And I use the word discover because you are who you are and, you know, like the things that your mission, vision, all those things, like it's in you, right? But it may just not be clear. And as you go, it becomes clearer and clearer, right? So you discover it. And so I use that word on purpose so that you understand there's an evolution of this. So I'll give you an example. When I started my journey as an entrepreneur, I was not thinking about any other entrepreneur, okay? I was only thinking about myself. So when I started my private practice, what was my conviction? My conviction, what was driving me was creating freedom, was creating time freedom, was creating financial freedom for myself and for my family. Okay. That was the driver. That was my big why. Okay. And then as I did that, my next why was, wow, I want to set an example of challenge myself. It wasn't an example because I wasn't really thinking about others in that sense. I had my view hadn't been, it wasn't that broad. And so it was a challenge, like, what if I could make this a business asset? What if I could make this a business asset that works without me? And at 40, because at 40, I wanted to retire. And at 40, I can retire and I have this business that works whether I work or not. And so that was my big why. That was what was driving me. So challenges come and all that. That's okay. I'm building an asset. I'm building an entity that can work without me. I'm building a self-sustaining business. Da, 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 da. Okay. So that was the next version, iteration of my why. And then after that was when I realized that the healthcare space had changed forever. And, you know, we had to adapt. Right. And so not we had to adapt. I had to adapt. See, that's the thing. I realized, okay, if all you know is doctoring, with the changes that are coming, you're going to be out of luck. You have to be versatile in your ability to create impact and to create wealth. Like it cannot just be from doctoring. And so I started learning other things, speaking and coaching and consulting and being an author and all of those things. And, you know, and as I started doing that, tapping into that why, then my why evolved to, hey, if it's going to be nasty, then it's going to be nasty for all physicians. It's not just you. And so my why then evolved to let me help physicians. Now, at this point, I didn't have any numbers. I didn't have anything. I was just like, hey, guys, like, this is what is going on. And you need to imagine this was 2016. So people thought I was just completely cuckoo. But I'm like, this is what's going on. We need to acquire more skills. We need to be able to do other things. We need to be in control of our earning power. If somebody says you can no longer practice as a doctor, is that the end? Or are you able to respond to that? Are you able to create impact in other ways? So I started doing that. And then I had this, it could be like intuition, but I was like, this is bad. And I have the answer. This is bad. And I can help people. And I was like, okay, what does it take to disrupt a community? I started researching it. Said if you can shift the culture of 10% of the people, you can shift the entire culture. And at that time, there were 800,000 licensed physicians. And so I said, okay, I'm going to help 80,000. That's where that number came from. And then it became 1 million. And then I changed it to 100,000 because the goal is 10%, regardless of the number. And then that why I've just delved deeper and deeper and deeper into that, right? And so I tell you the story to see, you don't have to have some really, you know, like some grand world-changing conviction. You don't have to start from there, right? But even in my private practice, I had to have a reason. I couldn't just go in, do the work, see the patient, work with the biller, do all the things, get the money, go back. Money is a terrible motivator, terrible. Right? Terrible. Because some people don't care as much for it. Some people care about it. But the truth of the matter is, like, zeros on a computer. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't drive you. It doesn't drive you the way a true conviction would. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything is wrong with money. I'm not saying money is not valuable. I'm not saying creating, like, for instance, you may say, okay, I want to create financial freedom. I want to pay off my debt, all of those things. Like, that could be a driver, but you want to dig deeper to get into your deeper whys, right? That's what I mean. Okay. So that's the first thing, you discover it. Okay. So this will require some thinking. This will require, you know, like, really being still thinking. Think about your true desires. Sometimes we haven't thought about that in so long. You know, think about your true desires, what you really want, the things that have already always mattered to you, and all of that. And then just be consistent with what you know and give yourself space. Because this journey I described, this evolution, has taken place over 14 or 15 years, right? So it's not something we're expecting to happen overnight. And that's fine, but you want to start tapping into it. Okay, so the second thing is your client results, right? How do you activate your conviction? Your client results. Because again, they paid you, okay, great. But beyond that is life change, right? It's life change. So, you know, like, I have a doctor in the EntreMD Business School, and, you know, she was working for a doctor in a private practice setting, and he berated her a number of times, and, you know, he would tell her things like, I expected you to bring in more money, and you're not delivering, and things like that. He was really not kind to her. He was really not kind. And she was doing pretty well, but he was really not kind to her. And it's like, I expected you to bring in $1 million in revenue, and you didn't bring it, blah, 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 blah. And so eventually, you know, she joined the school. She was like, she wanted to start her own practice and all of those kind of things. And, you know, she in the beginning, she didn't know if she could pull it off and all those things, but she was going to do it. And that's the beautiful thing, right? Commitment. Like, even if you don't have the how, if you have the commitment, it's amazing what you can do. So anyway, she goes on to start her practice, you know, a few months later. And, you know, I think it took her 14 or 15 months, she cracks $1 million. Like, how good does that feel? She cracks $1 million. And it's just like, wow, if I could do that, what else could I do? And she had built this brand larger than life, really respected in her field. She paid off $260,000 of school loans. She has more time, you know, spend her kids. She has flexibility. She's building a team. When I look at her, I see so much more than maybe even she sees, because for me, that's a gift. Like, you know, and when I look at her, I'm so proud, because I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, oh my goodness. Now, it's my job to know the results so I can lean into that and say, this is why I do what I do. This is why I don't quit. Because there are 100 other people like her who need me. My work is valuable. My work is changing lives, right? Okay, so leaning into your client results. So this could be patients who have lost weight because of you. It could be patients who, it may not even be that kind of result. It may just be like they no longer feel like they're a number because they're in a practice like your practice. For the first time, they feel heard or they feel seen. Maybe you're here and you're a coach and you had people who were, you know, in their basket, they had like 300, you know, messages that needed to be responded to, and notes that were undone and all of those things. But now you've helped them to get to inbox zero, and they're spending that, you know, like they look at it as zero. They're no longer having the meetings with the administrators and all of those kind of things. Or you have a product. We have a doctor, Teresa Mann. I want you, you know, like she created this product, right? Like for postmenopausal women, and they're like ice panties, right? And like, she would say to me, like, oh, that people in the postpartum period would have to wear diapers. Like, imagine diapers. But now she's giving them their dignity back, right? And imagine what they tell her because of that. So the more you lean into the results you've helped your clients create, the more convicted you will be, the more conviction you'll have about what it is you're doing. Okay. So number one is you're discovering it, which is really taking time thinking about you, thinking about your desires, spending time with yourself, really tapping into all of that. The second thing is your client results. And then the third thing is the fun part, which is the ripple effect of your client's results. Okay. So there's a client result that they made the money, they paid off their school loan, like the doctor I told you about. She's helping a lot of people, all of those kind of things. Okay. But then if we can extrapolate it, now this same doctor, she is working in a field where many people are not, and she deals with conditions that many people just sweep on the carpet and don't handle at all. And so she's changing thousands and thousands of lives directly in her practice. Okay. Now, she's also prolific on social media, okay? And that is one of the things that we lean into heavily in the EntreMD Business School. She's prolific. And so because of that, she has people from all over the world who are reaching out and saying, I watched this video, then I asked my doctor for this, and it's changed my life forever, right? And so she's has, I don't know how many thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people she's impacting through social media, okay? And then in her industry, she's like royalty. And so she's inspiring all these other people. She's inspiring all these clinicians to do things they wouldn't do before. Her practice model is different, maybe not something traditionally done. So she's inspiring other people and showing them what is possible. And I can go on and on and on and on. Now, this is one client, and this is the ripple effect of what I have helped her to do. And I'm not taking credit for her work. Like, she's doing the work. I'm just a guide, right? But as we co-create, right, this is the ripple effect of her life, right? This is the ripple effect of her life. And what that means for me is my work really, 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 really matters. Right? And she's paid off her school loans, and that brought her so much peace. And she has more time for her family. So potentially her marriage is better. Her relationship with their kids are better. She has time to go on vacation she didn't have time to go on before. She's learned to invest in herself, and she's doing it in other ways, and on and on and on. So it's the impact she's having in the world, the impact on her family, that all of this stuff, right? And so if I can tap into, I know I'm called to help physicians, and tap into, these are the results my clients, my clients have had, and I can tap into, this is the ripple effect, then I know I don't quit. Like, a challenge is a challenge, a problem is a problem, we'll get through it, but I don't throw away this massive opportunity I have because a challenge came. I work to figure it out, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to lean into that. Right? Like, what is your why? Take the time to pay attention to you, right? What are the results you've helped people get? And don't downplay them. And don't downplay them. What are the results? What is the ripple effect of those results? If you start leaning into these three things, you're going to develop such conviction that you can weather challenges, you can weather storms, you become so innovative, you become so motivated, you realize that motivation is not required because you must do this. You're like, on this, like, before I leave the planet, I must do this. My work matters. If you know it matters, you become unstoppable. You become very unstoppable. And so I want you to do the homework. Go do these three things. Pick, you know, 2, 3, 4 clients. You know, lean into their results, lean into the ripple effect of it, lean into your why. Like, why did you start? Why are you bothering being an entrepreneur in the first place? This stuff isn't easy. You could have just kept a job. You could have married a rich person and not worked at all. Like, why are you doing this? Right? So lean into that. Lean into that. And I cannot wait to see a whole community of physicians who own their businesses, and they lead with conviction, and they go through storms, and they take on big goals. They take on audacious goals, and they crush them, because that's where we're going. Remember, 2025 is the year of the physician. We're a year away, right? We're a year away. So lean into this. The people you're called to are waiting for you. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to show up. They're waiting for you to do the job. They're waiting for you to start that, to up-level your YouTube channel. They're waiting for you to show up consistently. They're depending on you not to quit. Don't quit. All right? Don't quit. You got this. You're unstoppable. I'm rooting for you. And it's all possible. So go share this episode with another doctor in your life, and I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast.